It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Boulder County health officials voted unanimously to end the local mask mandate. Beginning Friday at 5 p.m., people will no longer be required to wear a mask inside schools or other indoor spaces. Many other Front Range counties, like Denver, have also ended their own mandates. A bill that would allow cyclists to roll through some empty intersections without stopping cleared a legislative hurdle Tuesday. Supporters say it would help cyclists clear dangerous intersections more quickly. Marcus Robinson of Denver told lawmakers the bill would also help decriminalize cycling.
As a person of color, it's extremely painful to be accused of running a stop sign when you did not, being asked by police officers to provide identification, to run your name against a wanted list as if you're a criminal.
Some city officials oppose the bill. Colorado and other states that rely on the Colorado River are working with the federal government on a new plan to protect Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border. CBR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Last year, a drought emergency forced the federal government to send water from reservoirs in Colorado and other states to Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border. The water was needed to make sure dams could still generate hydropower for millions of people. The new plan is designed to preserve those water levels and prevent emergency water withdrawals from happening again. A draft of the plan will be released this spring. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Two dozen outdoor recreation companies, including Patagonia, REI, and The North Face, say they will boycott the outdoor retailer trade show if it's moved from Denver to Salt Lake City. The group is accusing Utah's leaders of chipping away at public land conservation. The biannual event was moved to Denver in 2017 after Utah lawmakers asked former President Donald Trump to